The employment picture was interesting last month, since private sector jobs grew by 64,000 as total government employment declined by 159,000, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 9.6%. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on September 2010 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate was unchanged at 9.6%. The unemployment rate was the result of 93,000 fewer unemployed persons and 141,000 more employed persons. However, the labor force, which had been expanding recently, was fairly stable with growth of only 48,000, and those not in the workforce increased by 175,000. In plain English, more people found jobs while less people were unemployed, and the labor force pretty much stayed the same. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported 64,000 new jobs last month, after job growth of 93,000 in August, which followed even greater growth in July. Certainly, the trend of diminishing gains is not the desired outcome, but the private sector continues to add jobs, and a year ago, in September 2009, private sector jobs dropped by 186,000. The goods-producing sector shrank by a total of 22,000 jobs in September after incrementally expanding by 10,000 in August. Manufacturers that cut 28,000 jobs in August only eliminated 6,000 in September. The construction sector lost 21,000 jobs in September after adding 31,000 in August. The heaviest losers in terms of jobs were the specialty trade contractors, which lost 21,000 jobs, while there was an ever so slight increase in the number of jobs in residential and non-residential building. Mining and logging continued to add jobs last month with a gain of 5,000 after back-to-back 7,000 job gains in August and July. Essentially, all of the overall job growth in September was courtesy of the private service providing sector that added a net of 86,000 jobs in September, which was 3,000 more than August. The retail trade sector added to its inventory of jobs with an increase of 5,700 jobs in September. Professional and business services, with about 16.7 million jobs, was up 14,000 jobs in September, which was half of the previous month's growth. Most notably, accounting and bookkeeping services crossed out 7,600 jobs, as management and technical consulting services brought 69,000 jobs on board. Education and health services continued to add jobs with an addition of 17,000 jobs last month. It would have been more if not for the highly seasonal educational services that deflated by 15,100 jobs in September. The healthcare and social assistant component added 32,000 new jobs with gains in all major subsectors. And the mood at leisure and hospitality must have been jolly since it added a total of 38,000 new jobs. The number of government jobs was down a total of 159,000. The federal government eliminated a total of 76,000 jobs, but this includes dismissing 77,000 federal temporary census workers. There were still 6,000 of them on the payroll in September, and state governments cut 7,000 jobs, but local governments were really busy since it cut 76,000 jobs in September. Temporary help services continued its recovery with a gain of 16,900 jobs in September, or 0.8%, to 2,128,600. Although month-to-month growth remains fairly unremarkable, the year-to-year performance was up 23.4% from September 2009, its best performance ever. The temporary help services sector has added more than 360,000 jobs since it began to add jobs almost a year ago, but is still down 520,000 jobs from its December 2006 peak. And temporary help services gained incremental market share. In September, temporary help service jobs were 1.6% of all jobs. It was about 1.3% a year earlier. Officially, the total number of non-farm jobs declined by 95,000 in September. But despite this, it was due to the 2010 census deleting 77,000 census workers from the federal government, as well as local governments cutting payrolls, the number of private sector jobs grew by 64,000 last month, as 141,000 more people were employed in September than August, and 93,000 fewer were unemployed. Overall, nice developments in the employment economy for September. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.